It was athletics that really was the sport that I thoroughly enjoyed, because the fact that I was winning and the fact that it was able to give me some kind of an identity for myself, and it gave me an awful lot of self-confidence as a young kid coming through. My name is Eamon Coughlan, and my claim to fame is from the world of athletics, where I was given the moniker Chairman of the Boards and then eventually Master of the Mile. And that was because of my exploits on the indoor tracks, where I broke the world record for the mile on three occasions, went on to win the World Championships, and I retired when I became the first person over 40 to run a sub 4 minute mile. Informally, it started for me running around the streets of Drimna. But formally, I started athletics when I was 11 years old. I joined a club in the Phoenix Park called Celtic Athletic Club. And on the very first day, I happened to win the 1 mile cross country race. I've no doubt I wouldn't have achieved the success in athletics if it wasn't for America and for Villanova University. First and foremost, it exposed me to a huge amount of athletes who are better than me. It exposed me to better facilities, it exposed me to better competition, but more important, it also exposed me to be more confident about my approach to the sport. And had I not have gone to America, I doubt very, 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 very much if I would have achieved anything in my athletics career whatsoever. There's no doubt about it that athletes nowadays have more options, the option to stay home or the option to go abroad. However, I firmly believe going abroad is still the way to go forward if you want to make it at a world-class level. In Ireland, while there is more financial support, there's more medical support, it's better than it ever, ever has been before. The one thing that is missing is the competitive environment for training in, for racing in, the weather conditions, the facilities. They're all much better in the United States. And the one thing I find about the United States is that you get into an environment where there's nothing but positive thinking all the way. Unfortunately, in Ireland, the general attitude is, do you think you'll do it? As opposed to, I will do it. That's the big difference between Ireland and the United States. What inspired me to go for the Masters sub 4 minute mile was because I retired from my elite career unfulfilled. I didn't win an Olympic gold medal. And I just felt that there was a lot of talk in the running community about the first person over 40 becoming the first sub 4 minute miler. And I felt this was an opportunity for me to pursue something and go out on my terms. And even when I was injured and when I broke the world record 4:06, it wasn't good enough. I broke the world record 4:04, it wasn't good enough. I broke the world record 4:01, it still wasn't good enough. I wanted to hear the number 3. First. And when I heard the magic numbers, 3:58.15, I hung up my spikes that day, completely fulfilled with my athletics career, because I went out on a high and I never raced again. Yes, we're on a high when Ireland win in rugby or in soccer or in athletics or in cricket, but I think what we have to do is to have a sports strategy, a strategy where there will be a single entity identifying, bringing international opportunities for Ireland together, as opposed to leaving them up to the individual national governing bodies. If I had a magic wand, I would have a gymnasium in every single school in Ireland. I would instill the fundamental skills in all the children going forward.